Right now, it's just coming up to 11:30 on Phoenix 98FM. You're joined by Michelle Ward here with Eat My Brunch. And joining me in the studio today is Jane Bennett and Bridget Holly from Bennett's Funerals in Brentwood. And they're here to talk about Dying Matters Awareness Week. Now, Dying Matters Awareness Week has been going for about 8 years. This is the eighth year it's been going, and it's from the 8th to the 14th of May. And we're also going to be talking about some fundraisers as well. And I know you've got lots of stuff to talk about. Sorry, I can't. I'm going to set up. I'm trying to set up a little bit straighter. There we go, Jane. There,
hello. Good morning.
Just see the top of my head. Shows you how much I've slumped down in my chair. So nice to see you both this morning.
Hello.
Nice to see you both. So for people who might not know what this is about, because you do come in and we've talked about it before, Dying Matters Awareness Week 2017. Tell us about it.
So really, Dying Matters Week is all about encouraging people to talk more about what they want to happen when they die. Mm. Quite often people know exactly what they want to happen, but they just don't talk about it because we're not very good at doing that in this country. So the initiative is all about giving people opportunities to have, you know, meaningful, sensible conversations about what their final wishes are.
Mm. Do you think it's actually moved on? If you were looking at the way people would have had funerals, say even 10, 15 years ago, have they changed considerably that we are more, it's more of a celebration, people are a little bit more open than they were?
I think it can be. Mm. It can be a celebration of life. I think there's a lot more choice now available to people, and the more people see in the media or even just up and down Brentwood High Street, the more they see, they realise that those things are accessible to them.
Yeah, and we've talked about some of the new vehicles and things when you came in before, Jane.
Yes.
So just give people an idea of the sort of, we were talking about funerals, sort of vehicles that you've got at the moment, because it isn't just a hearse, there's lots of different...
Absolutely, yes. And we've still got our classic Rolls-Royce fleet. We've got our Mercedes fleet. And last year we invested in a Land Rover Defender hearse, which is in the Land Rover colours, the autobiography colours, which are silver and black. And I think it looks lovely, and I am obviously biased. We also have a camper hearse, which is a camper van converted to a hearse. But we ordered some magnetics that can be stuck on the outside of the vehicle. At the moment we have butterflies and hearts and bikes, but there's no stopping anybody actually designing what they want to make that final journey to be as relevant as possible to the person who has passed away.
Oh wow, so you could actually put somebody's, you can put names or lettering or anything?
Yes, you could.
Yeah. Oh, that is fabulous. That is really... I remember you saying that last year because you didn't actually...
Yeah, really quite different.
Yeah. Do you think people are more... Are people getting better at actually expressing themselves to actually talk about their wishes? I'll tell you why, because my friend's parents, they came to me the other week and they said, don't worry, we've already paid for our funeral. And I went, sorry? Bizarre conversation. And I went, what a good idea.
It's such a good idea.
What a good idea to do it.
It does. It does remove the worry. Mm. It removes the worry from the person who's made those arrangements, because they know that that burden then doesn't fall to their children. Mm. It also means that you can have that bit of celebration when they come in to make the arrangements. They're fulfilling that person's wishes.
So on your website, people go to your website. Have you got somewhere that you could say you can go and put your wishes in?
Yes, we have. We've got our final... or we've got our wish list on there, so you can actually download it or you can complete it online and send it to us. I think most people tend to download it because it can be a work in progress that you can change as time goes on. And I know, although I completed mine a couple of years ago, mine's already up for an amendment.
Yeah.
So it's lovely that as time goes on, you can amend it to make it relevant to you at that time.
Yeah.
It's very, it's just so important.
If you were to say to anybody now, if you're sitting out there, and I know it's an unusual subject to talk about, but we are all going to pop our clogs at one stage or the other. It doesn't matter whether I particularly think I'm going to live forever, which I always think I might do, but we'd all like to. Well, maybe, I don't know. I think it might be a bit after about 500 or 600 years, I think I'll probably get
a bit. Maybe, that's true.
But if you sat there and you said to your partner or you said to a friend, what song would you think I'd like played at my funeral? They would have no idea. No idea, but in our heads, all of us have got that song that we go into, our coffin goes into, and it comes out to.
Yes.
We've all got it in our heads, but we don't tell anybody.
No, we don't.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't.
But we should do, because the music is so relevant. Mm. It's very personal, and it's those sorts of things. It's choosing the music, etc.,
yeah,
which makes it such a personal occasion.
Mm.
And it is a day to be remembered, and hopefully to reflect on fondly that you've done the best thing that you could possibly do.
Yeah, and it's obviously, as you said, for relatives and people close to the person that's passed away, it's a little bit left of them, and they've kind of organised things, and there could be some little funny bits in there, or it might be spiritual, or whether it's a religious ceremony, but it's actually you've taken care of it and taken it out of the hands of somebody else.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic idea. I've been saying it to my mum, you must get your prepay, do it, and then it's out of the way.
Yeah.
Because what pensioners tend to do as well, they can tend to hoard all this money.
Yes, they do.
And I said, what sort of funeral? I said, for that amount of money, I said, you could probably get, you know, have a funeral at Westminster. But they do, they tend to go, well, that's, I said, but you could go on holiday or do something. But I said, if you pay for it now, it's out of the way. You've done
yeah.
it.
Mm,
and
yeah.
also, it's at today's cost. So if
yes.
you do carry on for another 20 or 30 years,
yeah,
it's already
done.
Yeah,
it makes practical sense, and it's a very kind thing to do as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it definitely is. I do keep mentioning it to her. So Dying Matters Week goes from the 8th to the 14th of May, and have you been involved from the first for sort of 8 years ago?
No, we only first got involved about 3 years ago.
Mm.
And although we have worked with the hospices as we did last year and the year before, this year we're doing more on our own, but actually connecting with other people.
Mm.
So I'll let Bridget tell you about the Final Wish Cafe.
Yeah, we're hosting a Final Wish Cafe on Thursday the 11th, and that's from 10 to 11.30 at the cafe at Merrymead House off mm-hmm. of Sawyers Hall Lane. And there'll be ourselves there talking about the wish list that we just mentioned. Mullis and Peake solicitors there talking about issues around probate. And most excitingly, the Dogs Trust are going to be joining us, because they have a scheme called the Canine Care Scheme, whereby they will take on your dog in the event that you die
yep.
for absolutely free, and they will rehome that dog. They never put a healthy dog down.
Mm.
And we thought, what a fantastic thing to do.
Yeah.
And we quite often see, particularly gentlemen actually, if their wife has died, they are just so bereft. And to have something else in their life, like a dog,
mm.
who gives you a reason to get up in the morning
yeah.
and a reason to go out during the day. Dogs are such a wonderful comfort for people when they're bereaved.
Mm.
And we thought, that what a brilliant thing. Let's help them to promote that scheme.
Now, I've got here, I noticed when I was looking up about the week, what is laughter therapy? Do you know what laughter therapy is?
I don't. I could have a stab at it.
Either.
And I think it's about enforced laughter, because laughter does release endorphins into your bloodstream
yeah.
and does actually lower your blood pressure and make you feel better. It does. It's not just crying.
It's the same with everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know you were saying you have, when people have been bereaved, you can offer, you've got counselling, or you can recommend counselling for people, because
yes.
not everybody deals with, you know, it can be very personal. So obviously how you deal with somebody's death, and some people you just think, wow, that was, I managed to do that okay. And then other people, it affects you. It can really just depend, can't it?
Absolutely.
And it's not the same for everybody.
No, it isn't. It's completely different for everybody. And this is why we run the grief journey courses, and we have our bereavement groups. So we have the different groups, the general bereavement group, which is, it's over 10 years old now.
Yeah.
And that is for anybody to go along. Bridget runs the parents group, which has been running for 5 years?
Yeah, it'll be 6 years in June
yeah.
that the parents group has been running. It's now affiliated to the Compassionate Friends, which is a national charity for people who have lost a child at any age. And then this month we're launching a new group called Tiny Stars, and that group is for people who have lost a baby during pregnancy or shortly afterwards.
Mm.
Because again, although there is national support for people who have experienced that type of loss, they are uncommon,
yeah.
And the chances of you being able to find somebody locally by going through a national charity are pretty slim.
Mm.
So, which is what we found with the parents group.
Yeah.
So we're, you know, having that group locally, knowing that we can reach out to people in Brentwood and surrounding areas. gives us a great sense of satisfaction as well.
Sorry about that little bit sneezing. I tried to do that away from the microphone. Now, this is about really getting out there and talking to your friends, family, and just talking about things really, rather than keeping things closed. I think in the UK, if you go to other countries, people are more outspoken, and they have celebrations over in Brazil, Day of the Dead, and things like that.
Yes,
I think we are getting better in the UK for being a little bit more open, but it still needs to be not so sort of talked about behind closed doors.
Yeah, it's not a taboo.
It does need to be brought out into the open, and a lot of people are doing this now, but it tends to be probably more middle-aged people who are more willing to talk about it. Like your mum, the older generation still don't really want to talk about it, and for young people now it's on Facebook.
Yeah,
and that's often how their feelings are discussed rather than face to face. And I think that's a little bit difficult, because I think when you're in a group and sharing, that's when it normalises your feelings. Because at the end of the day, a lot of people do feel the same way, but they don't like to share how they feel because they can feel that they're not quite right, that they are having depression, that they have all these symptoms of crying a lot, feeling angry. It's all perfectly normal. But if you can share those in a group, it does actually make you feel that you aren't any different. It's just the normal symptoms of grief.
And now you've got something called Outside the Box. It's a live show about death, written and performed by Liz Rothschild. It's sponsored by Bennett's Funerals, and it's going to be taking place at the Beckett Keys Church. So has this been specially written for you guys?
No, this is a touring production.
Right, okay.
It's actually going to be held at Beckett Keys School.
Yep. Did I say school? Oh, sorry.
So it's in the school.
Yep.
On Friday the 12th of May. It's an absolutely free but ticketed event, so you'd need to just give us a call and let us know how many seats you would like. It's being sponsored by Bennett's, and Liz Rothschild, one of her many roles in her life is as a celebrant, so she's taken a great many funerals in her time. And she's going to sit on stage and tell stories about death in a sometimes whimsical way, but sometimes sad. And all the while she's telling the stories, she's actually weaving her own coffin on the stage. So it's going to be quite visual. It's going to be very thought-provoking for people in the audience. And what she's found is that when people watch something like that, that sort of captures your imagination in a group, they are much more likely then to go on, make decisions, talk about the decisions that they've made, and sort of form opinions on things that they would like to do as well when they die, which is only positive, I think. It's where we're coming from.
I think if you could actually go to your own funeral, so it depends on what your beliefs are, but if you could turn up at your own funeral, I'm sure that most people would be moaning, saying, that's not the tune I picked, I didn't want that at the buffet, that's the wrong location, why is everyone wearing black? But you would be, if you're at your own funeral, you'd like, and if you organised it yourself, you'd be going, oh, this is really good, this is me. This is me.
The best party you'll ever have, and you won't be there.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. It's even recording.
Have what you want.
You know, even to with, you know, burials, cremations, and there. I think there's even the headstones where I have seen this. I'm sure this is in America, where as you walk past it, it's got a sensor, and then it will say, "Hi, how are you?" And it's a little picture of you.
I quite
like that. Hello. Yes, how are you today as you go by? I've seen those in America. I think they're fantastic. I'd love to be able to do that.
Just surprising have random, it's in America, hey?
Yeah.
Have random people just walking by. You've also got a fundraiser for Bloodwise Leukemia Research.
Yes.
And is that with the Helen Rollison Charity as well?
Yeah. Yep.
Which is on Thursday the 18th of May at Ashwell's at 7pm.
Right. The reason that we are doing this is our dear colleague Claire was diagnosed with leukemia last October, and she fought, and we all expected and so did she to make a full recovery. But tragically, Claire passed away at the end of February. But prior to this, I decided last year when I first visited her in hospital, having had her chemo and she lost her hair, I said, right, that's what I'm going to do. So I've been growing my hair for, well, probably since last autumn, all ready for the big shave. My colleague Lou, or our colleague Lou, who runs our Billericay office, is doing the same.
Yeah.
And also my son's stepdaughter her hair is really long, right down to her waist, and she's probably going to have a good foot cut off.
Wow.
And then her hair is going to go to the Little Princess Trust.
Yeah.
To make wigs.
And will yours go as well to someone?
Mine isn't long enough.
Right. Okay.
So it's all coming off. Ashwells have kindly given the venue free of charge. There will be refreshments. There'll be a barbecue. We also have a haematologist coming who specialises in blood cancer.
Yeah.
Just to show his appreciation for what we're doing for the charity in raising awareness.
Yeah.
Because it is very, very common.
Yeah.
And in actual fact, until Claire was diagnosed, we had no idea how common it was.
Mm. So you're going to completely gone?
Yep, gone. Well, I'm thinking either number two or number one.
Yeah.
If somebody comes forward with a large amount of money,
yeah,
it will all go.
Yeah. Wow.
She's a brave. They're both brave.
You are brave because that's a big thing.
So I've purchased about 10 silly wigs for the evening just to make it a fun event because that's how we want it to be. We want it to be fun. I've borrowed a wig from a friend, which is nothing like my hair, but at least I won't scare people in the office. So, yeah, we're looking forward to a good fundraising and fun evening.
So there's lots of things going on between the 8th and the 14th. Then have you got an open day coming up within that
time? No, we have no open day this year, but we do have our annual memorial service, which is on the 14th at the Essex Regimental Chapel in Worley. It's at 2:00. It's free for anybody if they wish to come along, if they've suffered a bereavement, either recently or in the past.
Yeah.
There will be readings from members of the team. The service will be led by Reverend Helen Bryan from West Horndon. And we will be having a collection for the Havering and Brentwood Bereavement Service. And there will be a chance to light candles in memory of loved ones, followed by refreshments at the end, which is a chance to talk to any of us. And it's become quite a social event.
Excellent.
So that's for anybody to come along, 2:00 on the 14th.
So remember out there that this week, it is going to be the next 2 weeks, actually, Dying Matters Awareness Week. If you haven't planned your funeral, it's always something you can do. Go and have a look at the Bennett's website, which is all the W's, bennettsfunerals.co.uk, and you will see a little section where you can either print off the list or you can actually save it to Bennett's. And, you know, things do change over the time. So if there's even, you know, your venues, your songs, what you want people to wear. And I know it's one of the things that you think, maybe I don't want to know. But most of the time you do. If you were holding your own party, you'd want to organise it. You know, it's
exactly
because
it.
It's like if you had a surprise party, you'd probably still moan about it if you go, well, I wouldn't use those caterers, but it's nice to get out there and talk. And also pre-planning your funeral with the payments, it's paid and it's done now, so people don't have to worry if a parent, older person, passes away, that you've got to think about everything and put stuff together because they've already done it. You can read through it, and also I think it brings you something special. If you've got your mum and dad, or whether it's your granddad, but you've got their requirements of what they want, they can make it really personal, knowing that you are going to be reading it as well.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You can put your little message in, you know, whatever message you want to put in that, you can, a little extra bit, so make sure you organise it, as I said, otherwise I'll be coming to haunt you or something. But you know, but you've got to get these things out there. You know, we were saying about Brazil, they do have like Day of the Dead and they celebrate, and I think it is getting a lot better here because the type of funerals we're having now, not all funerals can be celebrations because it depends how somebody passes and also religious reasons as well. But it is nice to have that little bit of a celebration and fun element sometimes to a funeral because it makes people laugh at a time which is very, very sad.
Absolutely.
And it makes people smile. And if you can do that, I think, during a little part of the ceremony, even though they can be very, very sad, it makes people who are there feel better.
It does indeed.
Mm. And that's what I'd like. I want people wearing bright colours and laughing. And also, if you talk about it, it doesn't mean you're going to drop down dead tomorrow. If I do drop down dead tomorrow, then that will be it. But it doesn't mean that. So I think that is another thing people get put off by. I've did my will about 15 years ago. Sometimes people don't want to do wills because they get work, because they think if I do it, it means that's it, it's over.
Yeah.
But it doesn't.
So important.
Yeah.
So important.
Yeah.
So important.
Yeah.
by preparing in advance makes it less expensive than if there are quarrels within the family afterwards, because that makes it really costly.
Yeah,
and emotionally so difficult too.
Yeah, anything that's got money involved, it suddenly becomes, you think people are, and it, people just go, it's grief and worrying about selling a property and all the rest of it doesn't
worry. Just don't leave that to chance.
No. Well, it's lovely to see you both today.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
Bolt up there, look for the whole of the interview, nearly, just so I can see you both. And so if you want to find out more, do take a look at bennettsfunerals.co.uk. And also, if you check out online, you'll be able to find all the details of the Awareness Week as well. And as the lady said, don't forget, you've got the fundraiser Bloodwise Leukemia Research and Helen Rollison charity event. That's Thursday, the 18th of May at Ashwell's at 7 p.m. So thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Michelle.
Lovely. 11:53, I think we'll have some George Michael.
Yay.